What's up, guys? It's the Silo Podcast.
Got it.
And we are back with a holiday special.
Yes, sir.
You heard the holiday music in the beginning. Mm-hmm. This is for future Austin
reference.
Joe Jangle. Jingle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, welcome to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Gavin, welcome back to Silo Anything,
yeah. Honestly. The appearance has been made, or the reappearance, should I say.
Welcome back to reality.
Thank you.
Oh, there goes gravity. Yep. All right. So
yeah,
I want to
hear... We're actually on the ceiling presently.
That's true.
We've just duct-taped everything, glued.
It's like the Harry Styles album or whatever. It's true. Harry's house, everything's up there.
This is like a complete, like, I should know this because Jess is a major Harry Styles fan, but I don't know what that album is.
It's okay. Everything's just on the ceiling. And he's gotcha. What's wrong here?
This is peculiar.
Exactly.
That's what we're doing. Inverted.
For the holiday special, we do everything backwards.
Yeah. I'm Austin.
I'm Gavin.
There you go.
Welcome to the Silo Podcast.
There you go.
Anyway, you've been gone.
I've been gone.
Explain to the people why you've been gone. They want answers.
They want answers.
They've been in the DMs
asking.
You also
look like a reporter right now, too.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. You're like...
Tell me the answers.
There's a camera. We just need a cameraman.
Oh. Hi, Jason.
Jason. Is that the camera's name?
No, it's Luke.
Have you named your camera?
No.
What? You have to name your camera.
Okay, Ned and Jason's behind the camera.
So Ned is the camera?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool.
I feel like you need to think, is that the name?
Are you questioning
my judgments? No, I'm not
questioning. Okay. Just making sure
you were solidified on Ned. Because you saying Ned on the podcast means not everybody who listens to the podcast will now check on you, see how Ned is.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that you're positive
on
Ned.
I'm very passionate about my answers I'm giving right now.
So when it comes down to the wire and people are like, what's your camera's name? You can't backtrack now. It's Ned.
No, it's solidified.
Okay.
In the digital.
Is it just
4K
Ned?
Realm.
N-E-D?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Ned's declassified.
Ned what?
Like Ned's declassified. The Nick Show.
Okay.
Another thing that you might not get the reference to.
I'm like,
okay. That's okay.
I've just been a hermit.
Okay. You know, it was around for 20 something years.
Yeah,
but,
I've been alive.
But
for 20 something years.
But you know, the thing is that you know you've been gone for 2 months, so a lot of that 20 years experience
is gone.
Now.
I forgot how to think.
All right, where are we?
Yes. First off, though, we just wanted to wish you all a happy holidays.
Yes.
I know Hanukkah, we're recording this podcast on Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah for those that are celebrating it. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, or if you're just in that, you know, holiday spirit, have a good one. Have a real one.
Have a good month. Have a good week.
Yeah.
Have a good year.
Have a good life.
Peace.
End of the episode. Holiday special complete.
We're just here to give you affirmations and then leave.
That could be a cool podcast. Remember when we originally said that you would have hot takes?
Mm.
That would be like a side podcast. It was like you in a couple seconds giving your hot take.
Yeah, we can just do like a compilation or whatever.
Anyway, we have hot takes on the end and Silo Podcast in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then words and affirmation on the other.
All right, we got segments now. All right. Well,
there we go.
So we're going to go strong in the next season with that.
Come Good Mythical Morning, but just younger dudes sitting on a floor.
Yeah, where are we sitting on the floor of?
Look at that transition. This man's is a beast. So this is basically the living room of my new apartment.
Wow.
Yeah. Austin was updating me on just, he's been the updater. For those that do not know, if you have not been aware, Austin has literally been running and killing it on Silo. And because I have completely, hermited away from all social media, news articles, like basically any cable TV, we've just been completely...
Who won the World Cup?
I just found out that yesterday from you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you were like, Argentina won.
Okay,
I was
okay.
Cool. And then I looked up on my phone this morning because I had like the ESPN app and it was like, they won in penalty shootouts.
Yep.
And that was it. Because I literally have been like Nothing.
That's what I was curious.
Like, I just told you. I don't even have cable on the TV that's sitting next to us. Like, I don't have it. And I don't have any news apps on my phone. I just have the weather. Like, that's just my news is ESPN because I like watching football from time to time, and that's like Thursday nights. But yeah, so we've been recluded. But one of the major things of why has been like just all the transitions that have been happening.
What transitions have been happening?
And now we're at this apartment. There's a living room. I moved to like 40 minutes away from family. And I am in Hanover, PA now, which is a whole new realm. My only connection to Hanover is Providence Community Church. And my girlfriend, which is now my fiance.
Oh, we got another update for you. Yeah. Whoa.
So I am also engaged as well.
Gavin's engaged.
Yes.
We had a work party where we had to go into teams, and our team name was Gavin's Engaged.
Team Gavin Engaged. Because it was originally like I sat down and everyone was like, yeah, it's Team Gavin. I'm like, why? Like, what's the point of this? There's no, and then everyone's like, yeah, you're a pretty good leader. And then everyone was like, oh, yeah, Gavin's Engaged. And then the person doing the team's name was like, oh, they're choosing Gavin's Engaged. And I'm like, oh gosh. And then everyone's like, you're the leader. And I was like, oh my gosh. It was amazing. I loved it. I thought it was great. I was low-key embarrassed for a couple of minutes just because
we all were during that.
Yeah, somebody was especially.
Yo, sorry, this is a very side tangent. We just got an email from our IT guy today.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And he sends memes and stuff.
Yeah.
And in those memes...
Oh, I didn't check.
In the memes, the second meme was he changed...
No way.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas, and it's like, I want an elephamanus for Christmas.
No way. That's in a direct attack. Dude, he's calling you out.
It's really weird, but I thought it was hilarious, and I emailed him back. I'm like, I needed that. Thank you.
Yes, that's amazing.
You humbled me.
That was an amazing time. Geez. But yeah, so we're engaged.
Who?
Jess.
Oh, okay.
I mentioned her name. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Cool. I'm actually secretly engaged
checking.
To Mr. Silo
just,
over
just
here.
Just checking my hands real quick.
Yeah. Ready? Ready?
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oof. Smells it right off.
Well, yeah, this is because I didn't know what my ring size was, and I just got like a...
Well, my fingers are skinnier than yours. That's what I was saying.
What are you saying? I got chubby tubs?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's an Instagram reel.
We're breaking up now. I'm just kidding.
All right.
Breaking news.
Okay, so...
Austin calls Gavin's fingers chubby. Silo's relationship in jeopardy.
Honestly, though, chubby fingers over there. Okay, so give me a quick like 2-minute story synopsis of how that went down.
Oh, snap. For all of those prospective engagers, I guess is the word.
Totally.
This is my word of advice, and I'll say it simply, decoy day. Decoy day is amazing. I told Jess like December 17th, like she knew this was coming, kind of already had the ring picked out. She just didn't know when. Which is the best. But I told her, like, December 17th, like, completely clear out your schedule. And so she thought it was that day. Like, between conversations with her parents and her family and her cousins, like, she thought it was the 17th. Because we were going to go to Longwood Gardens. Like,
perfect
of course.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Yeah. But it was just a decoy day. So we actually got engaged that 11th. We went to work like normal, and then we worked together at Living Words, so we were like, nah, fam, we don't have to go that evening because we have a Silo meeting. We pull up, they end up dipping out. I think the reason was because their dog got sick.
In the moment, I had to come up. I was the one that had to come up with a lie, and I was like, you know, I was so confident. I'm like, yeah, I got this conversation.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, the people that we were fake meeting up with are just going to not show up. And I get there, and I'm like, I never decided what the reason why.
I saw the connection a little bit, and then you stumbled into it, and I was like, yeah, their dog is sick. We got it. But it was so funny. That entire day of just this, like the conversations. But then, so we went from that, and I was like, hey, we haven't gone on a drive in a while, because Justin and I love to just go on drives. We're very old people. So we ended up going on a drive. I took her like through the route of our first date. while Austin and Katie, they're like, oh, we have to go home. They actually just went to the spot. And then her cousins, my sister, they all set up the spot. We drove over, and then I proposed. And she said, no, I'm just kidding. She said yes.
Psych.
So, yeah, she said yes, December 11th. It was a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. It was really sweet. It was like 3 o'clock on the dot.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah, wait, 3 o'clock on the dot. Yeah. That was a strategic plan, bro.
This man sent a document out, and he said, it's happening at 2:45 or 3 or whatever.
Yeah. This way, everybody was on the same page. We had it all, like, well, everybody was on the same page 2 months in advance. Like, people knew. Voice memos were sent. Questions were answered. Like, text messages. Everything was, like, to a T. So I could know without a doubt that I could, like, just enjoy the moment.
Yeah, and that's what you needed to do. And it was really sweet and, like, wholesome. And
yeah,
I really don't have words for it because it was just really like warm, even though it was kind of cold out.
It was very cold. We proposed, and then everybody, like, it was funny because we heard your shutter camera, like, and she was like, is Austin here? And I was like, yeah. And then everybody came out, and we skipped rocks for a couple of minutes.
That was really cute.
And then came back to the apartment and celebrated with both of our families, which was actually the first time both of our families met. Since we've,
I don't know if I knew that
they like talked and like conversed, but
like in person.
In person, that was the first time, just because they were like living in Hanover, how busy my family is and how busy they are
to get together.
So, but that was, it was a good time, and then we're at, it was cool to come back like to home, which is now
the
apartment.
That's a really cool spot, and like, I mean, like, yeah, this whole space is just really cool. And seeing what it was on like move-in day compared to like what it is now, where it feels like a home.
Done a work, man.
And where you feel comfortable sitting on the floor doing a podcast in the middle of, you know, your living room.
Yeah. I'm down, bro. This space has become, and it's actually major props to like Jess and her eye, because like prior to our move, like she planned out like where every piece of furniture, like where every like location of things would go. She had like a list of everything that we were bringing in. And so like she made this whole process smooth.
She made a house a home.
Yeah. That's why I always tell her, like, she makes our house a home. And so, cause it's really like, it's a pretty cool, and also helps out that like both of our styles are very similar with things. Right. And also like every piece of furniture, like I only purchased like 3 pieces of furniture. Everything in here has been given, like the Christmas tree, like literally everything. Like literally it was just the coffee table and then the dresser and then another piece of furniture upstairs that we bought. Everything else was given to us. So it's been super cool.
I think all of that stuff is conducive to family. And that's kind of, you know, we decided like after Thanksgiving, basically after like fall cap, we were...
Yeah.
Going to slow down a little bit. One, because we kind of did our events for the year and kind of checked off most of our boxes.
Yeah, man. But dipped.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, so we were able to take that time for family for the slow season. A lot of people are, you know, out with family as well. Yeah. So we didn't want to steal time away from anyone else's Saturdays or Fridays or whatever. Yeah. And it all worked out because now it's like literally Christmas.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've amply... taken time to ourselves, not to like completely like reflect or go away, but like we were able to rest. And after a year that 2022 has been, rest is very much needed.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. It's been very, very nice to not be on anything.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah, and so you've had, you know, 2 months ish where you've taken a back seat, which is awesome. I'm so glad I can support you in that.
Yeah, again, major props to you, my friend.
And so and then for a while there I was like really trying to take a break as well.
Yeah,
I had this itch, man, and I came back and like I think it was like last Thursday or something. I scheduled out all the silo posts for the rest of the year, and I'm like, and now I can actually hang up.
Yeah.
Like, one, I rested, but then I'm like, okay, I can rest again if I just grind like
a
night's worth of posts out.
I remember that conversation. You came into the office and you were like, bro, I'm just ready. I was like, bro, I saw it in your fire, bro. I was like, he seemed like he came out of somewhere, like, just ready to fight.
Yeah.
And then hearing that now, it's good that you kind of allowed yourself to now rest. And so the grind begins again.
Yeah. And so what does January look like? Are you coming back in January? Like, are you slowly coming back? Like, what does 2023 look like?
Man, 2023, I think, like, since my time away, like the 2-3-ish months away, and then kind of completely like taking myself away from everything.
Yeah, and also this was a mutual decision. Yeah, it wasn't like Gavin's dipping. It's like,
yeah,
we communicated the entire time. We're like, yo, you know, we both kind of said we're close to burnout.
Yeah,
let's not do that.
Yeah.
And instead we'll preemptively cut it before burnout takes place. So then we're gone for 6 months.
Yeah.
For a second time.
I think it's also like a mixture too, because our job environment is conducive to like holidays are busiest.
Yeah.
And that's like everywhere. And especially in like ministry, I feel like there are certain levels of stress that can kind of overtake everything else. And so because of that, I think both of us, I don't want to speak for you, but like for me, it was very much a defensive thing. And I think we had a conversation about it. I was like, I don't want Silo to like my passion for Silo to be like completely eliminated because I was burned out elsewhere.
Yeah.
And so having like this time to truly just be like, okay, I'm not going to do anything, because if I do anything, then I'm going to lose what I've been trying to push for like the past 3 years.
Right. And like our full-time job is a necessary evil that takes place.
Gotta pay Silo, the bills, man.
Like, unfortunately, Silo has to take like a hit if a full-time job becomes stressful or overbearing.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
In order, you know, we can't take away 10 hours a week to make sure Silo still gets its time, which sucks. But here we are.
Here we are.
And we're back.
And we're back. 2023.
Gavin's back. He's doing a podcast, guys.
Yes. And I think to re back to what your question was, I think 2023 is going to look, I think, a lot differently. Because, I mean, we haven't really sat down. I think after this podcast,
that's the cool part.
We're going to like sit down and brainstorm kind of what it's looked like. But I think I'm entering into it knowing that like I think I've taken these past couple months to actually like think like, okay, these are the boundaries that I need to put in place. But then also like where my headspace is with it all. But like I think 2023, like the first couple months are definitely going to be a lot more of a slower kind of process, at least for me to get back into it. And to kind of get, since I'm getting situated, but I think the podcast is like that first step into it. Because I think there's two things that are important for somebody that like takes a break. Is like one, like knowing like when to come back is an important thing, and like actually knowing when that to come back and not actually feeling like you have to come back, because there's two different things. And then
being imposed upon versus allowing yourself to figure that out.
Exactly. And then I think the second thing is not like forcing yourself to do everything that you were originally doing right off the bat. Because I think, unless you can, like if you're like, bro, I'm ready to get back into this, and like you go guns a-blazing, that's major props to you. But I think the way that my brain works is like I can't like fully go into it, because I have to like slowly like grasp everything. Because you take a break from anything, it takes time to come back into it. So, but yeah, that's what I would say. 2023 is at least what I'm looking at.
Yeah, definitely. And so, on our stories and a post recently, and I think on my story too, we've asked you to ask us questions.
Yes.
One, as like a good reflection point for us. And we didn't want any like surface level questions. So I made that very, very clear that I'm like, bro, don't entertain us with that. Like, what's your favorite color stuff? We'll answer that another time.
I saw
mine's blue.
I re-downloaded Instagram for this episode and seeing like the language that you use, I was like, bro, he's not taking it.
No, we're not messing around. This is a pod.
Like what's your favorite color? Yeet, like gone.
No, out of here.
Nobody cares.
No, but so we have a few questions from you guys, and I think we just want to like answer them. Like,
yeah,
Gavin's back, so he might have some fresh new answers that you weren't expecting from 2 months ago, Gavin. And we also haven't answered like deep questions. Also, this is more like a one-off podcast, you know, for the holidays. So we thought it'd be fun.
Chris, holiday, to, you know, special, Hanukkah, whatever.
Okay, hit it. We also have presents right in front of us, but they're not for each other. So that makes it even more festive.
Yeah.
But so I have a few on my Instagram that I think we should start with.
Cool.
And go from there. We'll start with lighthearted and then go deeper. I have a good range in mine. We won't answer all of them, but we've just kind of selected some that we can answer quickly and then others that make more sense with the amount of mental travel we have to do between questions, if that makes sense.
Who knows? So we might end up, why isn't this Christmas special ends up being like 2 hours?
That's, and you know what? It's a one-off, so that can happen.
3 hour long.
I can't wait to edit this.
24 hour live stream.
Bruh. Okay. Waffles or pancakes?
Waffles.
Okay, cool. That's the only,
how about you?
That's the, oh, I have to answer them too?
Yeah.
Definitely waffles.
Waffles.
Definitely waffles.
Bro, you get a nice like, ooh. It's like pancakes, they don't have the syrup pockets.
No, they don't.
So then it just runs off, and then you're like, bro, that was disappointing.
It's pretty lame.
It is.
I will eat them.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
The waffles. Belgian
like,
waffles.
Especially like the big pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
But like waffles, whew.
Waffles hit different.
They do.
All right, next question. I have, what are your deepest fears?
Oh my gosh. What was this? There's
I said it goes from surface level to
deep
to
and deep. An immediate and
there's
question.
No, there's no in between.
There is no in between. I mean, I have silos. Some in between.
All right, but you have to answer mine first, though.
Greatest fears. I answered that first question.
Okay,
first.
I'll go first because I did actually think about this a little bit. I'm sorry. I should.
Thanks.
Okay.
The shade.
So it definitely gets deep.
Leave for 2 months.
No, I'm just kidding. Just am prepared, you know?
Go for it.
Wow. I don't know what you're doing. No, I'm just kidding.
Sleeping.
So I answered this. I don't have it in my notes, but I answered this in my head of like, I am fearful of being alone. One, because, you know, I'm sure we're all chronic overthinkers, and that's why I have Gavin. But we're all chronic overthinkers, and you can get lost in your thoughts a lot. And there's, you know, a healthy spectrum of, you know, critical thinking that goes when there's no distractions.
Yeah.
But there's also a spiraling kind of silence that can happen. Mm. And I know for a fact that I've experienced it and you guys have experienced it in the past and maybe still to this day. And I want you, one, to know that we are here for you. So please DM us every single day.
Do it.
If you're going through that.
Silo Instagram notes question
mark? Yes, sir. So I would answer, I have a fear of being alone. Luckily, Katie helps solve that a lot.
Katie!
But Gavin also solves that a lot because you text me just as much as Katie texts me, basically.
I tell Jess and I had a conversation about it the other day. I was like, I text him like a lot.
That's why I was mistaken that I thought we were engaged.
Yeah, we are.
You didn't say a name.
I have the ring.
Okay. That's in my Christmas present for this year.
Yeah, nobody knows.
All right, cool.
I mean, now you know, but...
All right, so what are your deepest fears? Hopefully I answered that.
Dang, you had a good...
Comprehensively.
Yeah, I feel like that was good. I mean, there's a lot of questions that we have to dive into, but I think for a while, my greatest fear was being alone and then moving out, kind of like quenched any of those things. And like I had to face it full on. There's still moments that I'm like, man... Because I have Jess, fiance, I have you... Mm. I have family, I have friends, like silo community, but that for a while was my fear. But I think learning these past couple months have been retrospective, like has helped me to learn that like one of my greatest fear, if not my greatest fear, is the fact that like I will leave this place and then like nobody, like the people that I've had contact with didn't feel loved.
Mm.
Like that's my fear. Yeah. 'Cause like, I don't want to be alone because that was my fear. So you can dive deeper into that as much as you want.
Right.
But like for the fact of like, I wanted the people around me to feel loved. Like that means that I didn't do like what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was no, like if I'm not making other people feel loved, then like, what is, like, why am I here?
Right.
It's like, we're all here as a community. And so
chronic encourager, chronic warm kind of guy, chronic socializer.
I think that a lot of it stems from my people pleasing attitudes, and now it's a lot healthier.
Yeah.
But like,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You've gotten me out of mine.
So. Yeah, man. Helping people, like, what one of the terms is like providing proximity, access, and time to people around you.
Yeah.
Is like, that's what you got to do, man.
So. Yeah. And tons of people have felt that.
Vice versa.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to answer? You want to ask one of your questions over there? And then we can jump back to mine.
How many you got?
You want me to keep going? I got two.
Yeah,
I got
two go here. Finish your two, and then we'll go through the 10 plus on this side.
So this can be a little quicker. We can hit my two pretty quick. How regularly do you deal with imposter syndrome?
Dang.
And what steps do you take to move through it? We've answered this on a podcast before, but I feel like it's worth coming back to. Maybe we talk about imposter syndrome. Did it happen at all this year for us?
Dang. I think imposter syndrome is, I think there's so many things that we go through in life that I think a lot of times we deal with, but then we forget or neglect the fact that we're always going to deal with the symptoms afterwards. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be something that will come up. And I'm not saying like, maybe reframe it. I'm like, we're going to deal with something. Like in psychology, there's things that we like deal with that induce traumatic experiences throughout the rest of our life.
Yeah.
And as we work through those things become less and less.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with imposter syndrome, it's almost the same thing. Like we're going to experience like hard imposter syndrome like moments. But then there's going to be stuff that's a little bit that we still have to work through. Because working through those kind of stuff takes time. Yeah, I think for me personally, like imposter syndrome at the end of this year, like because I was taking a break and knew that I had to take a break, even though I like hardcore did not want to take a break.
Yeah.
Because I think Silo at the end of 2022, we were really like making a lot of moves.
Yeah.
And doing a lot of things that I think we dreamed about doing in our first year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, really? Like, why now? Like, why do I have to be the person to take the break right when we're about to get this or right when we're about to do this? And then I think because of those thoughts, it like eat me up inside to the point where I was like, well, am I even qualified to be doing this if I'm taking a break from the things that we're just about to like, we're just about to reach this.
Yeah.
Like now Austin has to deal with this. Like, what about this and all this and this and that? And then I've started to think about it in that light. And so I think I needed to take that rest because I needed to answer all of those questions
to
make sure that like I don't think about that stuff again.
Yeah. I mean, it did scare me at first too. Like we have to be honest. Yeah. I was like, it's like, Gavin, so like you're thinking about coming back, right? And honestly, in the beginning, it was like, I just needed to take time and we'll see from there.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you took that time because you're coming back. And that doesn't change the fact that it was a mutual thing.
Yeah.
But it was just the communication of that matters.
Just because it's a mutual thing doesn't mean there's emotions that are different.
Right. Exactly. And yeah, I would totally agree. I don't want to make this any longer. We can take turns kind of like this. But imposter syndrome, I think for every event, afterwards, we're like, we're riding the high of like, yo, that was awesome. But we're also like, did we pull that off?
Yeah.
100%. Did people enjoy it?
Like,
are we qualified to bring people together at the end of the day? Like, what makes us so special special in quotes to do that?
Mm-hmm. And it's a reminder.
And and so riding those warm feelings is also paralleled with Did we do a good job?
Yeah.
Is this what we're supposed to do? Is this what we're called to to do at the end of the day? If we get like a bad comment or something, it's like, does that speak for everyone else?
Mm-hmm.
And trying to figure that out. Yes. Okay. My last question.
Go for it.
Is to what you... Oh, do... Okay. Sorry.
Go for it.
I can't speak.
Words are
to
hard.
What do you attribute the success of your programs?
Dang.
I'll let you answer that one.
Dang. To what we attribute the success of our programs?
Yeah.
I guess I'm... Are we thinking of interpreting it in a way of, like, what we... Like, the success is because of this?
I'm thinking... So this is a person that is not in our area and is kind of watching from afar, gotcha, solely on our stories and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So my understanding of it is that I think they might be taking it in a way of like, is it your hard work? Is it your dedication? Or is it like the community members and a felt need that we are feeding?
Dang.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It makes sense, and I feel like my answer will not make sense.
Well, I want to hear it then.
Because I think there's never one thing that we can deliberately pinpoint on a earth, like on an earthly level, on like a physical tangent level. There's nothing that we can be like, oh, it's this, oh, it's that. Mm-hmm. Because those things always are changing. I mean, like our first year of doing things, it was solely like, oh, it's because we're on Facebook 24/7. Mm-hmm. And then now it's like, well, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing this. But none of this happens because it's just the two of us that would show up to events. Like, right, we need the community. There's a felt need there. So it's almost a overarching sense there. But I think on the flip side, like, our faith defines that answer in itself. Mm-hmm. And so I think... To answer that question is definitely one of those questions where we'd be like, yo, let's sit down and talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's such a heavy-weighted question because there's so many things that we can attribute success, and success is a loose term.
Very.
Because for us, success is literally sitting here on this floor and talking to a camera.
Success
named
is
Ned.
Ned. Yeah. Success is one person showing up or one person engaging, saying this was helpful.
Yeah.
You know, it, yeah. Leave it at that. In long, what Gavin said, in short, there's a felt need, and what our calling has brought us to fills that need. Therefore, everything in between is warm and happy on the inside.
Yeah.
So
that's a real
I would keep it that short if we needed to.
Cool.
So we did get a question on Facebook, which I'll actually bring up as well. Let's see if I have it on here, and if not, you're gonna have to stall for me.
Well, you know that weather, right?
Oh, that weather, man.
It's cold.
All right. What has you really lasted long there?
Yeah.
What has been the hardest part of the silo journey?
Ooh.
This is a deeper one.
Hardest part of the silo journey. I think it's growing up with silo as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be my answer.
Mm. I think part of the hardest part about the silo journey too is like, yeah, I was going to say the growth of it and what impacts it makes in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, I'm like, what would I be doing with my free time for these last 3 years or whatever?
Yeah, it just puts like a whole perspective.
That's a whole, like, what if you never reached out and were like, yo, I got this idea and I don't really know you.
Yeah.
Let's just do this thing. And if I said no, what is that? What does that mean for me?
Yeah.
And so I think... Yeah, I think growing with it, it's like now we are put on the cutting edge of something and we are paving something, but not knowing what that is all the time is one of those weird situations to be in.
Yes, because I think because of how open that we approach silo and like growing up with it at the same time allows for it always to be like, oh, shoot, like, we don't know what's going to happen the next year. Mm-hmm. I think that leaves it to what Sail has become. And so it's equally a hard thing, but also the best thing.
Yeah.
And so we enjoy it.
Yeah. I think being at that cutting edge, but also as a symptom of being at that, like, paving way, you're also getting hit with the hardest feedback, struggles, barriers that you would ever face.
Yes.
As if you were just following along, like, say, I would say we're the spearheads, but if someone was working under us, they wouldn't feel that weight as much because we are moving forward, mm-hmm. and they're, you know, in our footsteps coming yes. behind us, and we're currently paving whatever silo is. We're not paving anyway specifically, like yeah. we're not like we're spearheading the arts revolution, but at the same time it's
ka-chow.
Like it's just cool that we're doing something at the end yes. of the day, and that's the coolest thing and the hardest thing at the same time. We're doing something that's the hardest and easiest and best thing.
Yeah,
boom.
It's a paradigm, man. Or yeah. what, paradox?
Yeah.
Equally difficult mm. and easy at the same time.
Exactly.
That'll be a, if we come out with like a silo, whatever it is, whatever those things called where you fill in the blank.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about like the thing that you fill out the entire
yeah,
thing.
Like they ask like Mad a noun lib. Or Mad yeah, lib. Mad Lib, like a silo yeah. Mad Lib.
Yo, that'd be
give silly. Us a paradox.
All right, Gavin, you've got a few questions from Silo.
Yeah. Do we want to go back to a little bit of some fun?
Yeah, let's break this stale, okay. deep stuff out of
we'll
here.
We'll do it speed round.
All right, speed round, go.
What Christmas movie is the best?
Elf.
Elf. If you were a Batman villain, what would your name be?
Silo.
Silo? Dang, I think I would be like Ace or Spades.
Okay. Yeah, you do like your Ace of Spades. I like that, man. I remember your yeah. Instagram handle.
Ace of Spades, and then I was like, you know what? We're going to take it simple. And then I literally put that in my
exactly.
name.
Yeah, exactly.
Is your creative... I guess is the answer for me. Is the creative community invited to the wedding? To be determined. I am only one person that can answer for that question. And there is another person that also has to answer that question. if it's not the wedding, maybe a celebration. But
that would be cool.
That would be a lot of fun. Especially because this man, if you get hitched similarly around the same time.
That'd be interesting. A shared wedding reception. No, I'm just kidding.
A shared, silo shared wedding party.
Shared honeymoon.
No. Oh, yeah, man. Adjustment and Katie, I feel like, would appear out of the rafters.
Yeah, I brought it up once, and Katie's like,
I thought it would be cool. I thought it would be dope, man.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Silo, and they're like, oh, you guys again. And then, like, Austin and I are there with, like, pictures. We have yeah. a cake with both of us
exactly.
on.
Exactly. We're on the beach together.
And then Katie and like, Jess.
Yeah, they can have their own day.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Okay, cool, cool.
Us holding hands, holding yeah. our sandals.
Exactly.
See? That's perfect. I think that is the end of our speed round there.
Oh, it's going deep again.
I do have a transitional speed okay. question though.
Hit me with the transitional.
What's the first movie, show, or book? So it can be any of them or all of them.
Any piece of media
you remember being a fan of? Has it? Oh, first, remember it's first. Has it impacted your taste moving forward?
Okay, so let me read this question.
So it's like your first movie, show, or book that you saw that you were like major fan of, and now like how has it impacted you okay. moving forward?
I mean, my easiest answer is like a very formative one. It's definitely SpongeBob. One, I'm wearing yellow right now. Obviously, bro, I'm in love.
It's your favorite. I love it.
But no, I think my humor stems from that. And I always think that, you know, whether you like it or not, Silo is a part of your SpongeBob is a part of my personality.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like people saying that, you know, their favorite sports team is a part of their personality. Like people cringe at that. I fully embrace that. Like SpongeBob
don't you have
is a part
playlist
of, my,
of all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. It's great. The intro song, the outro yeah. song. We'll go over that later.
Cool.
What do you think? What piece of media has kind of brought things to your mind?
I think growing up it was like watching like the Berenstain Bears.
Do you love
and
that?
Like Sesame Street, mm-hmm. bro, those two.
Oscar.
And like Franklin, like mm-hmm. those kind of shows. I like just watching them and Gilmore Girls, like that okay. kind of combination, like mm-hmm. those. I know it's not just like one, but kind of feel like that compilation of those kind of impacted my childhood.
Gotcha.
Because I think to the clothes that I wear, to like the way that I talk, to the way that I envision things, like that was
you got some Big Bird energy going.
I love Big Bird, bro. me and that homie dap up all the time.
Okay. All right. I didn't know, realize he was a real one.
Yeah, man. Big Bird. He's actually upstairs. He's also upstairs.
Yellow. Yeah, see, maybe that's... Yellow is saying something.
Because Snuffleupagus and Big Bird were best friends. And if you think about it, Snuffleupagus was brown, okay. And you're Big Bird, okay. And you're taller than Snuffleupagus was, and you're wearing yellow.
There's a lot of parallels, a lot of things that are starting to reveal themselves.
Silo has literally been built on
okay, hold up. Go back real quick. One of my biggest fears also was Nunu from the Teletubbies.
I was
so scared of their vacuum. It was like a blue vacuum, and he had like an elephant, like, you know, like on those vacuums that like can pull out.
Elephants have really like translated throughout your life. Yeah,
let me tell you. But like Nunu scared the heck out of me. It's like
Freudian interpretations.
There is. You know, and I'm attracted to elephants now and blah, 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 all that stuff. And that's going to be kept in the podcast, but it's not true. It's clear in the air. Okay, next question. I can't recover from that, so we're going to move on. Just to be clear, I was joking.
Yes, he was 100% joking. Okay.
That's on the internet forever.
Would you ever teach creatives from other areas to start up something like Silo in their town?
I feel like that's always been definitely something that you've been very vocal about. I feel like you've always been like, at the end of the day, we have people in Japan and Australia and that are interested in what Silo does.
Yep.
So I definitely could see that happening.
The more silos, the better.
Yeah. And that's your own creative community that doesn't have to be like under our umbrella, as we say. But like, make it your own flavor of whatever it is. We just want to inspire people to make change in their communities with art.
The best thing that we can do is train and empower others to build and embark on things like Silo, but doesn't necessarily have to be Silo.
Yeah, I think we would be putting people in a box if we were to do it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty loose box in general right now. But like to put people in a box is completely against kind of like our mission. Yes.
Short answer, yes.
Yes.
We would love to do that.
I think there's a second part to that question. Yes.
Is your plan to expand into other areas and or locations, or is it to expand by building a team under the umbrella of Silo?
So I think where the caveat lies is that it's a yes and, because we want a team because we want to build out something that works here first, you know? Like we want to have it enough that it's a strong structure, strong foundation. And then from there, we just want to run with it, right?
Yes.
So like around York, I would say we build a full out team with, you know, let's say 10 employees or whatever in York. Mm. Then we still have those communities being reached in like Harrisburg, Lancaster, Hanover, you know, Gettysburg, York. And that's kind of like our home base that we run.
Silo HQ.
And then from there is where like the Japan, Australia, you know, Kentucky, Maine, North Carolina,
Philadelphia.
Things happen, you know.
That's the goal.
And that's where they run with it in the best flavor that they can.
Yeah. And I think also it's just learning. So I think when we find, like when there's a need, like I said, again, like we're two dudes presently. And we want to expand to a team so that, like you said, we can then expand elsewhere. Because if it was just us running it, there's a way, but there's no, I guess, humane way that we would want to embark on.
Yeah.
Good questions.
Keep them coming.
Who is your imagined audience for your entire body of work?
Everyone. Short answer.
Yes.
I think, you know, you just got to reach people.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm talking social media strategist, I would say that's wrong. You don't want to reach everyone. You want to reach target audience. However, at this point, we're casting a wide net, dragging people in, and whoever stays are the target audience, right?
Yeah.
And so we can then figure out where to cast our net according to who stays.
Yeah. And I think it's also, Silo at its core is a cyclical community. The purpose is you come in, you stay, and eventually you still have a part, you'll still have a piece in what we do, But there's a moment that we encourage just people to then leave and then move forward in what they want to do. And then if they just stay, just they want to stay and they need to stay, then that's fine. But our, I think because of the cyclical nature of what we do, I think the entire audience is everyone, because yeah, it has to be everyone.
The doors are always open. Yes. So who stays are the people that we would want.
Yeah.
And if you don't stay, hopefully we provided value in the time that you were there.
Mm-hmm. Agreeing.
And or encouragement or inspiration or education.
Any of our pillars. We got five questions.
Oh man, oh my goodness.
We have Jason and then Fred and then Jeffrey.
Okay, let's go with the Jeffreys first. What do you got? What do you got, Jeffrey?
Jeffrey. These are all pseudonyms.
Yeah.
So we have
Jason is a girl, actually.
I guess. So one of them is a two-parter.
All right, hit them with the two-parter.
Okay, is it hard to come up with new ideas for events like captures, especially with happening multiple times per year? Mm. It's part one and two.
Yeah, so short answer is maybe.
Yes.
Like, it's a yes and no. Because yes, it's easy because you guys are vocal. And that's what we love about you. Mm-hmm. Sounds like I'm talking through, like, an issue that I'm having with someone. Like, I'm so appreciative that you talk to me about
communication
this
stuff. Is key.
Yeah. But like, you guys are vocal. You're like, okay, when's the next fall capture? Or like, when's the next capture? And you're like, that, you know, signifies to us like, okay, enough people are interested. We're going to keep going.
Yes.
A lot of people like this. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep going. Some don't get those questions. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, okay, we know that. Maybe we love it.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do that for ourselves, aka podcast.
Love those guys.
Love all of you that are listening. But there are some things that are super vocal and we just know immediately. And there's some things where you guys don't tell us anything, and that's fine. And you don't need to tell us anything. We're going to keep doing it because we think there is a need there.
Yeah.
And so Coffee with Creatives is a fine example. Mm. It's not like we ask you guys, when's Coffee with Creatives? It's like, no, these are happening because we think that this is important for us and important for you guys.
I agree.
And then with the captures, we just hear from you, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I would say it's a hard yes and no in that you're very vocal and then other things just come natural. Mm-hmm. We'd love to do more.
Yeah.
We do have full-time jobs.
Love to hear ideas.
Yeah, always keep them coming. Mm-hmm. We love when we can sit down with people and you just spit
fire. Dragon.
You are literally a dragon. So do you think that's a struggle for us with how often it happens per year?
Come up with new ideas. I think maybe to an extent. But I think there's always, I think every moment that we feel like, oh, shoot, like we don't know if we have an idea for this. Either something like weather related happens or another idea comes and then we're like, oh, okay, then we got to figure it out. And I think, but that's becoming more and more on the rarity now, because I think we do things in such a, we have our core events that happen. So we're able to now get a good rhythm of what those things are. And then the ideas can kind of come around it. I think because we have such open idea events too, that really like the idea really just has to be the theme, and then everything else kind of fills into place.
Agreed. I think, you know, what we did last year was a little different than our first year, is that we kind of sat down at the beginning of the year and we're like, we're going to schedule everything for the entire like first half of the year.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
happened.
A lot of those did happen. A lot of those didn't happen. Whether that's, you know, weather or time variables or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I think we can only plan so much.
Yes.
And from there, awesomeness occurs in between.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree with you.
Mm-hmm. So question for you now is, since starting Silo, how has your perception of artists evolved?
Dang. Knowing this person, I know where this question is coming from.
Sydney.
I think, since starting Silo, I think when we first started out, I think it was like, okay, we have this problem, let's solve this problem by helping ourselves. And I think from that has made us realize, oh shoot, like there's so many different people in the spaces that we enter into. And art isn't just geared towards one thing, like photography, music, painting. Like you can be an artist simply just by speaking, by creating, by cooking, by moving things around, because you're putting things in places that weren't originally there that only came from you. So like that's art, that's creativity. And so I think because of that, that has greatly evolved from what it used to be when we first started, at least when I first started, very single-minded to what creativity was. And then I think now being like, no, like being in this space has made me realize like artists are much more. And then on the flip side of that, a lot of times artists don't even recognize that they're much more.
I think that's the biggest thing. It's like, I think early on we were just like, our friends specifically aren't doing as hot as they could do.
Yeah.
And we don't have all the answers, but here's something.
Yeah.
And now we're like, here's York as a whole. Yeah. And that is, there is a need there.
York.
All right, Gavin. So does freelance for photography pay all of your bills, or do you have day jobs?
Yeah, man.
You do photography?
I'm actually secretly a freelance photographer.
You got a camera back there.
Fancy. I take pictures for National Geographic.
Yeah, what model of camera you got?
A Sony AI7.
Okay, cool.
I don't know if that's correct.
Does that pay your bills?
Yeah, man.
All right, cool. He doesn't have another job.
Nope.
No.
100% no. I have a full-time job.
All right, moving on.
Not a photographer.
No. Yeah, a lot of people wonder if like silos are a full-time job. The answer is no.
It's not even really a job.
It's not. It's a passion project.
Yes, it's a hobby right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's the best part, that we want to make it a full-time job.
Yes, we want to make a job.
That's the cool part. That's where we don't know what's going to happen next. Yeah. So like we do full-time jobs. I do video and photo work for a church, and Gavin
does stuff.
He has like 7 job descriptions.
Yeah. I'm a multi-realm person.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he plays guitar is what he does.
Yes, I play guitar, I sing, I lead children and communities, and then fill in the glue other places. It's my job title.
Yep, that's like run-on sentence.
Well, literally my job title is a run-on sentence. Next gen worship and music director, and then it's I think there's like an ministry associate. That is my word.
Dang, man. You got a lot to take on.
Yes.
And silo co-founder.
Yes.
And awesome person. Out of all of the photography genres that you don't do, which are you most interested in?
Video work.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. I love videography.
Yeah.
I think being a major fan of Half Alive, shout out to Half Alive, and like their music videos. But I think just in general, being able to capture just the way that people look and feel and see, and then being able to put it to the world to see, it's always been an interesting thing for me. Just because there's so much that goes into it, way more than just like picking up a camera and taking a video.
Right.
Especially if you're trying to communicate emotions of any sort.
We had a really cool guy at our last fall capture who did video portraits. And that guy was awesome. And I think everyone that got video portraits done by him was like so thrilled.
Yeah. He put like a reel out for it too. It was super dope.
It was so cool. And like I could just see you doing that and like having a conversation with someone and then like capturing them like smiling at the very end of it or something. And like that would be a really cool kind of thing, let alone your like recaps that you've done of silo events in the past.
It's just fun, man.
Yeah.
It's just fun. How about you? Mr. Out of all photography, videography, master, maestro.
That I don't do.
What do you mean?
What?
This man deserves to be paid millions of dollars to shoot commercials and documentaries.
Will Silo pay for that?
It's a hobby.
You broke the news? I'm going to cry now.
I'm just kidding. Eventually, yes.
Out of the
that's the goal. Genres we're going to fund all Austin's initiatives.
Out of all the genres that I don't do, I mean, I guess I've never done street photography.
I feel like you'd be good at it, especially you and Chris.
Yeah, me and Chris just went on a photo walk, and I was very interested in all like the people that were walking past us and like these really cool vintage signs. And I just thought it was an interesting, fun time. He also he made a good point of like, yo, you can go out for 3 hours and get one photo, or you can go out for a half an hour and get 30 photos. Mm-hmm. And like that's the cool part. It's like very situational, and it's one of those things you can't plan for. Mm-hmm. Like I can't have a family session and have everyone show up on time. Like street photography is life in motion.
I feel like as versatile as you are, I feel like you could do both really well. Mm.
I feel like I'm more drawn to like people. Mm-hmm. And like there's a lot of gray middle area of street photography that's like, I don't really care about this sign. I think it's interesting in the context of it. And that's what makes it cool. But like
storytelling,
there's a lot of context that you have to provide for that to work. And that's just a skill I need to work on too, of like, this is interesting in the context of the current scenario.
Yes.
And something that I was doing when me and Chris were taking a walk is that I was shooting on an 85 millimeter, which is like really tight. Mm-hmm. So like I'm not getting the context of this woman with an umbrella walking down the side.
Gotcha.
I was like getting her in the umbrella because that's like my portrait talking kind of deal. So we have two final questions.
Yes.
Two final questions. I'll ask you both of them because I like asking questions.
Alrighty.
I have a lot of questions. So is Silo an agency or a community or is it a business?
All.
Boom. Answered. Next question. We've got probably the most philosophical one.
Yes.
Probably the deepest, most like broad, interesting, different.
And this guy's a legend.
So awesome that Janice brought this up. Who is a guy, by the way? Brought this up.
Janice Joplin.
Exactly. That's the one I was thinking of.
She listens to our podcast.
Do you believe that inequality is an intrinsic aspect of nature? Or do you believe the world could be equal?
This is a good question. I think when we were going through our questions for this podcast, I think we touched upon by the fact that we have to give perspective to this answer.
Yeah.
But I think from my, like coming from what my, I guess my point of view within this question, I'm taking it and interpreting it in the light of, okay, when he's saying like inequality, it's not necessarily defining like people's like characteristics or attributes of their human like physical body or mentality, et cetera, those kind of things. Because I think once we bring in like race, ethnicity, and those kind of stuff, then this question is null and void. And knowing this person, I know for a fact that that's not what their intentions were. But my perspective is more or less on the fact of kind of like where we're at in culture, those kind of things. And so it, hopefully, don't take it the way, any incorrect way. And if you have questions or things like that, talk to us first.
DM us.
Before anything else. I think the question, do you believe the inequality is an intrinsic aspect of nature, or do you believe that the world could be equal? I think there is a power. I think with also another premise, I don't think this person is necessarily defining like characteristics as something to be equal. Because this question, I think it can be, our culture very much defines equality as similarity sometime.
Yeah.
Because I think politically, racially, we think, okay, because you do not look like me, think the way that I think, do those things, then we're not equal. So then thus I'm making you unequal, which means you're lower than I am. And so I think in that retrospect, this question can have easily debated. But I think my answer to this question is I think the world can be equal. And my answer in equality is defined by the fact that I think we all are very different. We all have different attributes, different abilities, different gifts, and that's for a reason. Yep. And we can never be similar, because if we were all very similar, then what was the point of the things that we do? Mm-hmm. Because we would be creating all the same things, doing all the same things, and we'd be very in a very much drone-ish society. And so I think at its core, we're all very, very different and all very, very equal at the same time. There is not one person who has a better ability than the other, because all of our abilities are amazing and equal in that sense. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're all created for a reason. And so those abilities, other people may not have abilities that match the other. But I think the core of this question and my answer, I think after talking about it all and pulling out all, making sure that I'm covering all my bases, at its core, every human is equal, because every human being matters. And I think that's at its core. And I think if we dive any further, or we try to make that question more or less than it should be, then we avoid the fact that, like, and we ignore the fact that every human being is equal, because we are all meant to be on this planet for a reason. And I think if we put somebody lower than ourselves, then in fact we are the lower person, because we're doing that. We're all equal. I think if a lot of people around our world recognize that, then we would have a lot less issues, a lot of less arguments and things. And those things are intrinsic. Like, we have to have that in society.
There has to be tension sometimes.
There has to be. But at its core, there's no human being that is above another human being. And I think that would be where my perspective would go with this question.
Agreed 100%. I think, too, the one thing I would add, too, is just that a lot of the time it's the structure of the culture's perspective and lens that often shifts whether someone's worthy, not worthy, stuff like that. So it's the structures on top of the equality that shine light in different areas that are better or worse or blah, blah, blah. And that's where the whole I'm better, not equal, blah, blah, blah mentality and a lot of tension comes from. And there's good tension, there's bad tension. That's the bad tension.
Yeah. And I think inequality comes a lot of times from that bad tension. If we would take it in the terms of like politically, ethnicity, racially, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And I think at its core, like you said, a lot of times the things that you see and the things that you watch are, if you have to learn the context of where they're coming from, rather than, I think, blatantly interpreting it. And so because of, like you said, those structures and our inability to fully understand where they're coming from has caused a skewed sense of humanity, which has then reduced everybody to inequality, which is not the way that it should be. And so equality is this conversation is a hard conversation, because you can take it in so many different realms. But I think from what we're coming from, human to human, they're the same, equal. Not one human is better than another. And I think that would be,
That's a very sufficient answer.
Yeah. And if this homie wants to talk more about it, you know where I'd be, so we can talk. We can talk more.
But to dig us out of that deep hole of good talk, but to bring it a little bit lighter, what is your favorite pizza?
Favorite pizza?
Yeah.
Man, we had a pizza level conversation yesterday.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, because you were choosing what slice, and I was like, this boy.
Okay, so what am I? This. Judge me.
You are plain pizza to a T.
Okay.
And that is your first choice always, because it's not necessarily because you want plain. It's because you see the room and you don't want other people to like miss out on having other like meats and stuff. Ooh. So you go plain, and then once everybody else has their own thing, then
you read me wrong. You read me wrong.
That's what it is.
You read me wrong, dude. I don't think you realize you read me wrong. Nah, I love pizza. I love plain pizza. because no. I love plain pizza, not because of the room. I actually don't like other slices of pizza. Bro, I know me better than you.
No, it's the truth. You had a piece of pepperoni.
Yeah, because it was the only thing left. There was only someone else took your
love for pizza in a positive route.
No, don't. And I understand. Like, yes. I appreciate you, and you are heard. Yes. However, you are wrong. So, I love plain pizza way more than anything else. And I was eyeing up the last slice of cheese pizza yesterday.
Cheese pizza,
and then someone took it. So I had the pepperoni.
Cheese pizza. I had four slices of
pizza yesterday, and I felt really sick the entire afternoon. And we had a 15-hour day yesterday. Oh, blah, that was a lot. Cheese
pizza is like bottom of the rung for me.
Okay.
Like way bottom.
Let me profile you. Well, out of the three that we had yesterday, so we had sausage, pepperoni, and cheese. You probably like sausage.
Nope.
Pepperoni.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would never like sausage and then cheese. No, I never like sausage on my pizza.
Okay.
Because I feel like sausage is a very specific
meat
thing. It's like pineapple on pizza.
Okay.
Like those two things.
This was the first episode like, we had. Sausage and
pineapple should never be on pizza.
Okay, cool.
Sausage, only way that sausage can be on pizza if it's with pepperoni and bacon.
What if it was bacon?
Because for me, it's like pepperoni, then bacon, and then like nothing else.
All right.
I like cheese. Like I would gladly take a cheese piece of pepperoni, a cheese piece of pizza over pineapple.
Mm. Okay.
But, well, no, actually, I'll flip that. I would actually go pineapple over cheese.
Oh, he's changing all up on us today. Cheese
is like, it's just like, this is the only, everybody knows that I am the most basic human being. Like, I will choose the most basic, like, vanilla is my favorite ice cream flavor. I'll choose a plain bagel. Like, I might go cinnamon raisin, but like, I find like my niches and I will always choose those things hands down. But like, when it comes to pizza, like, why just go cheese when you can like add different things and change your like palate? Why like out of the most like thing, like the pizza at its core is meant to be put toppings on it. Like just and a piece of crust.
So let me change this up bread on you. Let me change cheese. This up on you. So what is ice cream? Ice cream in itself, does that mean it should have like toppings on it?
No. Pepperoni should though. pizza should.
No, you're not hearing me here.
I know what you're saying.
Because
vanilla is the foundation of all ice creams that you put on.
So cheese is the foundation of all pizza.
Okay, so
answer me this. Are you disagreeing that cheese pizza and vanilla ice cream are not the same?
Yes.
You're agreeing that it is the same?
I'm arguing that cheese pizza is not on the same level.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
And all pizza should have stuff on it, and all ice cream does not need to have stuff on it.
Yes. Because pizza, it's like, to me, pizza, like, if you think about it, like, pizza is like three really main ingredients. It's the bread, it's the tomato sauce, and the cheese. That could be like
cheese pizza.
But you think about it, like, that can be used for anything.
So can vanilla ice cream.
Nah, fam. Can't have ice cream without ice and vanilla.
Okay.
But pizza, there's no, like, vanilla ice cream, like, the name, the ingredients are in the word. Pizza is
cheese,
like...
cheese pizza.
Yeah, but you have to put cheese before it. Like, pizza is vanilla covering, like, everything.
Okay, what's ice cream then?
It's not vanilla. It's vanilla ice cream. Like, cheese, ice pizza, cream, like, if you think just ice cream, when ice cream first came out, it was three flavors. And that was it.
When pizza came out, it was just
cheese. And that's disgusting. Cheese is so bad.
All right, guys. In 2023, when we have our year in review, we're going to choose cheese pizza.
Like, if cheese pizza was the only thing I could eat, I would not eat. Like, it's not good.
I'm happy for you.
It's like those the people that have like just a cheese sandwich. Like that's like why?
You know what I used to do as a kid?
I just don't like cheese. I don't like cheese, my opinion really doesn't matter.
Okay, at the end of the day, because nothing he says matters.
Like I have to, I like with pizza, I have to have something on top of it because I don't like cheese.
That's fair.
So, like, because of that, like, cheese pizza always is at the bottom. Mm. But for you, you love eating pizza with cheese on it. So you're like, right. I'm going to choose cheese pizza.
Hear me out. I love you. You're awesome. This is great. As a child, this is the last thing I'll say.
Oh, no. Then we're you're going to hit me with, you're gonna hit me with a child memory?
Then we're hanging
I'm
up.
I'm going to feel guilty no, about this my is, no, no.
Then we're going to hang up the holiday episode okay. right here. Where we didn't talk anything Christmas or holidays. So as a kid, now you hit me with the judgment. As a kid, if I wasn't in the mood for a hot dog,
yeah,
I would get a hot dog bun.
Okay.
Open it up.
Yeah.
Ketchup down the middle.
Okay.
Ketchup down the middle in the same like thickness as like what a hot dog would be.
Yeah.
Close the hot dog bun. Eat that.
I vibe with you.
All right. See you next year, guys. That's the end.